Hey everybody, this is Ricky and Isaac on from Sip and Tell doing another mini sip. This week is, or today is, first day of 2019, so we thought we would talk about beer and whatever else is going on in our lives. First, let's talk about the beer we have. I already pre-opened them so that we wouldn't have to do it and pour it later, and also I want to take pictures for the gram. We want to grab the Fall of Troy.
Yep.
This is Belching Beaver, the Fall of Troy. It's a vanilla orange milkshake IPA. And then we have Four Hands. Oh, you have luckily long arms.
The Devil's Invention.
Yeah, and it's Four Hands Brewing. And that's a Taver purchase I got recently. So, like I said, I think this is mini sip number 7, if I'm not mistaken.
I should know that. I don't.
Well, and I should probably start remembering to check before I start the podcast. And yet, I never do. And we're just going to talk about what's going on and whatnot in our life. So, first I want to say, I sent you a picture the other day. There was a podcast that has a similar name of the podcast we were going to try to start originally.
Oh man, it's almost scary. Yeah. Like how close it is.
I told Amanda, I was like, I wanted that original name, but man, after seeing that, I'm glad we didn't go with it. Cause it, as much as I like that name, even though it did make absolutely no sense for beer, I thought it was a fun name. But seeing a podcast of almost the exact same name, you go, oh, we got lucky.
And they did it better, too, because it was beer-related.
Well, yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
They did a good job with that. And I mean, we could have done the...
Do you remember the name of the podcast? It's Two Beards.
A couple beards and a beer or something like that, right?
And some beers.
Yeah. Did you try listening to it by chance?
No.
I popped one on. It's interesting. It's more... I think one guy lives in New York, one guy lives in Tacoma... And it's more along the lines of just kind of goofing around and whatnot. It's a little different. It's not what I was expecting. Ours is definitely a little more beer focused. They basically take a beer and just drink with friends, more or less. It's a definitely interesting concept. I will have to check it out again. They do it over Skype though. I think over Skype conversation or not Skype, whatever messaging thing. It could be Discord. It could be Skype. It could be one of the millions out there.
Hangouts. Who knows?
I think I like doing the in-person podcast more because you get more of you have a better chance of building time out when things are happening and the flow of a conversation works a little bit better.
Yeah. It's like watching an interview.
Yeah.
You know, that's happening face to face versus watching an interview that's happening over Skype, you know, on YouTube or whatever. I'm thinking of a lot of different podcasts that I watch or YouTube channels, you know, the video things just they don't work nearly as well because you can't vibe off each other.
Yes, you can't bounce off the, especially if there's even a slight delay, it messes up the flow of the conversation. A big one I listen to is Gamers of Jobs, and it's like listening to Gamers of Jobs, listen to any other podcasts where they're in person, it's just like night and day. And you can hear it, like most of the time it's like it's good, but if there's a weird lag in the conversation at all, or they end up stepping on each other because the timing's not quite right. And it's rough. It's versus when you're in person, you can see a person like, oh, their mouth is moving. So I probably shouldn't talk right now. That's how you know someone else is going to talk. Okay. Let's jump into one of these beers. I think the Devil's one is going to be pretty thick and probably a palate killer. So let's go with the Fall of Troy.
All right. Hand that over to you.
Awesome. Thank you, sir. So I did try this a little bit here. We'll go Cheers. First. Think. But I don't remember it that well.
Oh, that is tasty.
That's really good.
Milkshakey.
That's like an orange creamsicle right there.
It is.
That is amazing.
If Orange Julius sold this, I would be at the mall all the time.
Oh man, and they used to too. When I saw this one pop up on Belching Beaver's social media, I almost want to say like 3 or 4 months ago. And I honestly, because it had taken so long to get here, I was concerned that it wasn't gonna make it over to us. And because I assumed it had already come and gone. I mean, hell, we see Modern Times pop up all the time with stuff. And you're like, I wonder if we're going to see that one. And then you never see it. And it just disappears. It's just gone. And you're like, well, I guess that was one we're not getting up here. So I just assumed we weren't going to get this one. But I was like, man, that's crazy. But it sucks. And then all of a sudden, I saw it pop up somewhere. I think on Craft Brewery or Craft CRFT up in Auburn. It's another bottle shop. I think they had it, and I was like, oh, I wonder if we'll get over a Pint Defiance. And they had a big row of it, and I was like, oh, my God, I'm buying these.
Oh, yeah.
So I grabbed a couple, and the guy who was there that day was like, it's really, really good. It's really sweet. It's really, really good. And I was like, oh, I'm so excited. So
this is one of those IPAs that Jasmine would love. Like, and this is a non-IPA drinker's IPA, for sure.
I mean, it's basically a milkshake. It's
it is.
It's a hoppy milkshake where you're like, you have the hop taste at the end, but outside of that, it just tastes like an orange creamsicle.
Mm-hmm.
It's, I mean, it's quite magical.
Heavy on the cream, too. It's not like super, super citrusy to the point where it's too much. It's
good. I mean, it's like they melted down an orange creamsicle. I mean, and that's impressive in that way. There's a brewery called, I'm not going to remember their name. It's like 450 Northeast or something like that. I don't even know what city they're in. But they do a lot of beers like based on flavors. So like, they do like a Fruity Pebbles one. They do a Captain Crunch one. I think they call it Captain Kush or something like that. And then they do all these other, like all these, they basically see a flavor and they're like, oh, we're going to make that. I heard their beers are only okay. They're not amazing. But it's interesting to see when people could take a flavor and go, oh, I can make that. And they try to make the flavor and try to mirror it. And this one worked pretty well.
Mm-hmm.
If they were, I imagine the whoever brewed this one was like, orange creamsicle one night, he's like, I can make a beer out of this. Mm-hmm. He's like, I'm going to make this a beer. And he just figured it out somehow. Yeah, that's impressive. So, because it's the first one of the year, let's talk about how our year went. How did, like, it doesn't have to be beer related because you did that on the actual podcast. What was your 2018 like in general?
2018 was good. Like, it started out real strong because we were training for that half marathon. Oh, yeah. And then I had the Go Ruck challenge. Go Ruck Light, everybody. I'm not hardcore like that. The Go Ruck Light that happened in May. Married. Like, it was an eventful year. Very eventful year. Honeymoon in October. So there were like a lot of big events that were
things.
Stretched out over time. But I did notice the latter half of the year, and I even planned for this, but just failed in my plan. I did not have any like concrete physical goals to go for. Like, we had Go Ruck and half marathon beginning of the year. Didn't really set up the latter half of the year. Kept kind of like procrastinating on choosing a goal, and then kind of fell off the wagon.
Gotcha.
Honestly, as far as like the physical stuff goes. So plan on turning that around a little bit in 2019. Although, however, that is not one of my resolutions.
Oh, yeah.
I don't have any fitness
related. No fitness related resolutions this year, huh?
None. Yep.
I was like, so 2018 for me was pretty good overall. I had a list of goals. We had one for Amanda and I specifically. And then I had my own personal one. The reading I did pretty good on. I did surpass my reading goal, which was, I think, 4 books for the year, which doesn't sound like a lot, but it was a lot based on the year before, where I read like 1 or 2 books. This last year, I read 4 9/5 or 9/10 of Harry Potter. I basically am 90% through. I just need to top it off. And I thought I would get done the last couple days on book 5, but I just slacked off. I'll finish up this week. And then I read a bunch. This is the mistake I made, is I didn't record everything. So I don't remember exactly how many books I read from the Ender's Game series. I think 2 or 3.
I think you read 3, man.
That's what I'm thinking. So this year I do have a reading goal again, but I'll get back to that later. The other thing I did accomplish was hiking a bunch. Mm-hmm. Once again, I didn't record as much as I should have, but I'm pretty sure I got 4 or 5 hikes in at least. Was the snowy one that almost killed us this year, or was that last year?
That was 2018.
That was 2018,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, that was Lindsay's birthday. So that was in June.
Okay, that's right. Oh, that was so funny because I did not prepare for I've never done a mountain hike, and that was the first time I was like, oh, this is different. I need to prepare for potential snow at the top of a mountain.
Normally, they don't end up like that.
Yes.
That was unique.
Oh, it's the middle of summer, and it's still snowy. Oh, okay. This is a weird place.
Yes.
But I mean, I know the one I did, I remember for sure was the Rattlesnake. Oh, and we did Saddle Mountain was cool.
Oregon.
Rattlesnake was cool. I felt like we had one other really big one. I think most of us did, but I can't think of what that would be. Maybe it was just Lindsay's birthday I'm thinking of. I don't know. But I had some good hikes. I would definitely do some more. I don't know. I haven't decided on a number, but especially when the spring summertime comes around, I want to do a bunch again. I didn't get the pantry built, but that's going to be happening soon. That's one of our big ones from last year. I was like, I got to get that done because we're just running out of space in there, and it looks like it's driving me nuts. And then, I mean, there's a bunch of goals I just missed. So I'm in the process of rewriting my 2019 goal list. But overall, 2018 was pretty fucking cool. Hell, we started this podcast.
Yeah.
I've wanted to do a podcast for years, and I just kind of, we finally did it. And I was like, all right, glad. I'm happy it's happening. We're keeping stuff fun and interesting. We're merging it and evolving the podcast always.
Yeah.
And I think we're getting to a formula that's going to be pretty solid in the very near future. I think we have it locked down on what we need to do. I mean, the last one I think is kind of what was it. That was like, ah, this is what I want to do. I guess we could talk about now. Instead of focusing on a single brewery, I like the idea of the beer share. Because mm-hmm. the beer share makes more sense. Like, the challenge with the single brewery is, unless we're doing a beer, like a popular beer from here, it's hard to really get multiple beers from a single brewery. Like, even, Belching Beaver is a great example. I think we could find two Belching Beaver beers at Pint Defiance or Copper Door or whatever right now, which would be delicious. But then it's like, we only have two beers from them.
Yeah, we only have two beers. And one of them is probably going to be the chocolate peanut butter stout.
Yes.
Because
that's one of the ones like that's always seems to be up here. Yeah. Yeah. And so it's like, instead of, now we're not going to be at the point where we're, and another great example, that would be Cloudburst. Cloudburst only does Crowlers. I don't think they do Growlers to go. I think they only do Crowlers. Wild.
Yeah, I was looking for them.
Yeah, and they're nowhere else. So like, but if I'm in Seattle and I know we have a podcast coming up, it wouldn't be unrealistic for me to grab a crowler and be like, all right, cool, I'm gonna bring this down, and then we could do. I mean, fucking, that's 32 ounces of beer, but I'll drink it. I mean, I don't know, I'll drink it.
No,
I'll
problem.
Drink whatever's left.
No problem.
But yeah, then we could do Cloudburst, and we could do Lowercase because they do crowlers also, and although I think they do growlers also as well. But I mean, it gives us more awesome options and more flexibility. So I think that's going to be a big one going forward. I guess speaking of the podcast, our next episode should be coming up in a couple weeks, I'd imagine, right? Mm-hmm. Of the major podcast.
Yeah, I think we decided either a couple weeks or end of the month, one or two.
I like doing the middle of month if possible, but we'll have to see what everyone's schedules look like. But that should be coming up soon. Mm-hmm. So that'll be good. 2018, we just talked about goals. We talked about the year in general and kind of goals mixed in there.
Yeah.
What'd you do for New Year's Eve? I know you guys were kind of keeping it low key.
Oh yeah, very deliberately kept it low key this year. Didn't really want to go out. My job, at least, you know, like working in the financial industry, you've got bankers' holidays, right? But my particular place where I work, I always have Mondays off.
Gotcha. Yeah.
So I never get that 3-day weekend that, you know, a lot of people get to enjoy. Yeah. But I got it this time. So for Christmas and for New Year's, both of them, I was like, you know what I want to do? Just nothing. I want to have no commitments. We went out and visited my godparents on Sunday. But last night we just hung out.
They're not too far out?
No, not terribly far. They're about, hours? 40. No, just 45 minutes.
Oh, 45 minutes. So okay, for some reason I thought they were like 2 or 3 hours out.
Yeah. It ends up being that way because we drop off the dog a lot typically when we go.
Oh, yeah, because you have to go down south and then go back up north, basically. Yeah. Gotcha. So
it turns into an ordeal pretty quickly. But, yesterday, just played some Atlas, new release game on Steam. It's a pirate thing. It's like Ark. It looks like it's really fun, but it's very grindy. And I don't know. I'm getting a feel for it.
Good.
It seems all right. Nice. I spent a lot of time playing that, and then we watched The Mummy, as is our tradition.
That's such a weird tradition. I remember when, like, we all were like, I think it was last week, I sent a message to the WhatsApp thing. I was like, so what's everyone doing on New Year's Eve? And you're like, The Mummy. I was like, oh, what? I was like, oh, are you guys kidding? But that's just a weird tradition. Because you've talked about it before. That's just one of your traditions. You guys just watch The Mummy.
It's a tradition that started because the first New Year's Jasmine and I spent together, we spent the first part of the night over at a Mexican restaurant drinking premium tequila, which was great. And they gave us a great deal.
Nice.
Then we stumbled home and we're trying to find a movie to watch. And we ended up finding The Mummy and didn't realize that we were on Eric's Amazon account when we got it.
So it, right?
we bought it and that's we were like, right. Oh, sorry, Eric, you just bought The Mummy for us. Thank you so much.
That's hilarious. Yeah. That makes so much more sense. Cause I do remember hearing the story, but I couldn't, like when you said The Mummy, I was like, I know it has some kind of significance, but I cannot remember what the significance is. Mm-hmm. And it's a really odd choice. They're like,
it was just so funny that we're like, oh, we got to do this every
poor,
year.
Yeah. Poor Eric now owns The Mummy. He's like, what am I going to do with this goddamn movie?
I keep wanting to like see if I can steal his Amazon info again so that so I can get back in there and just keep buying it.
Do you buy the Mummy for every year?
Every year.
That's hilarious.
Thanks for my regularly scheduled New Year's present.
that is so good. That is so good. Okay, that's a fun story. That makes more sense. Because like I said, I was like, what? The Mummy? I was like, it's like, why the hell would I want to do that? And I was like, I'm not, like, I don't know. We're not usually people who go out on New Year's Eve. But I was like, I'm not going to go watch The Mummy. I was like, that's a terrible movie.
It's a great movie.
It's an okay movie. It's a good watcher. It's probably, I would probably also put it out there as potentially Brendan Fraser's greatest work.
I wouldn't,
Let me think.
I wouldn't disagree with that, actually.
Because, I mean, all of his comedy stuff and Tarzan, and kids' movies and comedies were terrible because he did...
Oh, Blast from the Past was good.
Blast from the Past is good. You're right. But he did Monkey Bone. Terrible. That wasn't kids. That was an adult movie. It's been a long time.
It's okay. It's dumb, but it holds up.
Okay. Well, we will see. I'll have to drink heavily one night to give that a shot.
Yeah, I think you should.
If that's
good, have it in the background. Play some games.
If that streams anywhere, even there, if streamer company is like, nah, we're okay. They're like, we'll pay for it. You're like, nah, that's cool. We'll pass on that one. But he did the kids movies, Dudley Do-Right and Tarzan. Did you do Dudley Do-Right? Am I mistaken? It doesn't matter. This is going off on tangent on a stupid podcast.
Either of those.
So for us, we ended up going out to a couple places, which is very rare. Although Amanda and I have been getting in the habit of leaving the house more often in times I wouldn't expect. So there was a Friday a couple weeks ago. I got home from work and I was like, what are we going to do? And Amanda's like, I don't know. And we're like, let's go out. And we end up going out and grabbing some drinks. I was like, that's weird. We don't leave a house on a Friday night when we don't have anything to do. Mm-hmm. And then we decided to go out last night and it was actually really cool. I mean, I gotta say, I love Tacoma. Tacoma has some great bars. It's super chill. It wasn't places we weren't that busy.
Which places did you hit again?
So we went to Parkway Tavern, which is a place we've been to once, and we grabbed some food and we're like, food's okay, but they have a great beer list. And last night they do a lot of things where like it's basically a brewery takeover more or less. So last night was Dogfish Head. Dogfish Head is always a blast on my mind. That's always one of the top breweries. If I put top 10 breweries, they would have to be on the top at all times because they just make great beer.
They do. I used to have a Dogfish Head shirt that I got back when I was like a teenager back in the day.
Oh, so you had one forever ago.
Yeah, that's hilarious. Because, I mean, they're an East Coast brewery, mm-hmm. right? Yeah, I remember
Colorado.
Visiting...
No.
Is it Colorado?
No. It's further east.
I thought it was further east.
You're right. I looked it up. I thought it was Colorado. I think it might be Boston. Or in that area.
Yeah.
It's not like the big city, but it's over in that area.
It was like one of my dad's favorite beers from way back in the day.
I mean, they've been around forever, right?
East Coast, and my dad grew up in Delaware. So that's when I had it, is when I got the shirt when I was visiting family in Delaware.
Gotcha.
Yeah.
Oh, that's cool.
Yeah.
Dogfish is on there. Like, there was a point where I stopped buying Dogfish for a little bit because they're good, but they're expensive. And I had one, they had one called the Namaste, and I didn't like that one. But then they had one called Port Rot, and it was really good. Mm. And so, like, it felt like a crapshoot. I know it's not. And they put out good beer, but this is, like, sometimes, like, they do a lot of sours and stuff like that, which you would like.
I would like that.
They knock out some really good sours. Like, they have I think their common brew is called the Squelch or something like that. It's like a lime sour. I want to say it's like a lime cloche, but I don't know if that's accurate. But it's not something for me at all. Like, I tried it, and I was like, No. This is not for me. I made a mistake. But yeah, last night, so we grabbed, I keep forgetting the name of the IPA I got, but it was, nope, I can't think of it. I cannot remember the IPA name. It was a Dogfish Ale IPA, which was amazing. And Amanda got this fruit sour thing. It wasn't even a sour. It was full fruit fort. Which I don't know what the kind of beer that is.
A fort?
Yeah.
Does it have a special like
umlaut or something? Nope, it was spelled F-O-R-T. So it was full fruit fort. And Amanda was like, oh, this is really good. And she had me try it and it tastes just like red wine. Oh, and part of the reason we got it is 7-ounce version of it, 18% alcohol. Fucking 18% alcohol. Yeah,
that's mead levels right there.
That's just a monster. That's just like you're basically done for the night. And so if you're going to start your night with that, I mean, there's no wonder she got a little heavy and inebriated last night. But I didn't like it, but Amanda loved it. And it was just like, it was basically a red wine. But then we also split a wood age bitches brew. And we've had that. We actually had it before. It's a cool bottle. It was great on tap. So I was really, really glad to do that. And then after that, we went over to a bar. Less beer focus, so I won't spend too much time on it, called The Camp Bar, and it's in Tacoma. It's off of, not Fawcett, but something else, the street up above that one. It was cool. It's a cool little bar. They have cheap drinks.
Do they carry base camp?
No. That was the biggest disappointment was I walked in, I saw their beer list, and it was like 6 beers. And I was like, especially after going from Parkway, which I think they have like, I want to say like 30 beers on tap or something.
Nice.
It's a big list.
Yeah.
I would say 25 to 30, and this place had like 5, and I was like, but I got to try the Jameson Stout, Cascade Stout, which was really good. Because before I've had the IPA. Is
it put out by Jameson?
Yeah. They have the, so they do the series of stuff where they age their whiskey or whatever. Yeah, whiskey in barrels, beer barrels. And they do IPA one, which is awesome. It makes it so smooth. Like, I don't like Jameson on a, on its own, but the Cascade in IPA, my favorite. I throw that, just sip that all night long. Wow. The stout one was good still. IPA one's better. So next, I'll buy another bottle of that soon and you could try it. I feel like I've let you try that one, but maybe not. I guess I don't pull out whiskey very often. We usually just drink a beer here. But yeah, that was a cool experience. They have really cheap tots at $5 for a big basket of tots. They have great mixed drinks. Amanda got a margarita. It was like $6. So killer price on well drinks. And you're just like, God, that's a good price. $6 isn't bad. And it was a strong margarita. And then they do a table size s'more, which is cool. Terrible value, but really fun. A fun novelty to do once. If they doubled the amount of s'mores you got, it would be worth it. But they take a little table thing. They throw it has fire in it. They light it up and you just do a s'more at the table. And you're like, that's fucking cool. So that was fun, but it was like $8 for it, and it's really, it needs to be, if they doubled the amount of stuff you got, you'd be perfect. It was just not enough stuff. You basically got a single s'more, and it was like, for $8, I paid $4 for a s'more, crackers, a little chocolate, and some marshmallows.
Yeah.
I was like, I could buy $8 for an entire family of four s'mores.
Totally. That's so, a big markup. A whole camping trip.
Yes.
Multi-day camping trip.
That was a little rough, yeah, but it was still fun. It was a fun novelty thing. I probably won't do it again. It was cool.
They do that down in base camp too. Because you know they have those fire tables outside. Yeah. You can go and buy a s'mores packet up front. I don't remember how much they cost. Usually when I'm at the level where I'm like, I want to eat some s'mores, it means I've been drinking.
Yeah. Well, I mean, you have a couple of beers and you're like, you know, it sounds awesome, but some s'mores. You already hit the food truck, you're good to go. And you're like, I could go for some s'mores. Base camp is cool.
Man, we'll go for it. Portland, right? That's what I was just thinking about too.
Well,
Vancouver, hit up...
Trapdoor. I was gonna say that's definitely on my my list of stuff to do. Actually, I guess that leads into very transitionally into goals for 2019.
Yeah.
What kind of goals do you have for 20? Well, you know what? Let's take a pause and jump onto our next beer because that thing looks delicious and we're not drinking it right now, anyways.
All right, the Devil's Invention.
This one's gonna be okay. So
this is out of. I had a hard time finding it. Hang on.
It's on the other side. If you rotate it around, it's Four Hands Brewing. Keep going.
Four Hands. Okay.
It's up there at that little hoppet there.
Yep, Four Hands and
I think it's on the bottom of St. Louis,
Missouri.
Oh man, I was close there too, and I wish I could have made some trips to breweries. So, what I've noticed with Taver, and I mentioned this a little bit with Taver beers that aren't IPAs, they're really strong.
Yeah,
they're really rich.
What are they calling this?
That one's
actually
not bad.
It's got a little bit of coffee, but it's not a coffee like. Stem. Yeah, stout brewed with coffee.
We've had a couple stouts so far, and like there's especially like the barrel aged stuff is so bourbon-y that it's hard to be like, oh, this is really good. It's usually you get halfway through, and you're like, nah, I'm cool. So I'm glad that this one holds back pretty well. So that might be another thing to look for. Is just normal. This actually does almost taste like a cup of coffee.
Yeah,
if you give it a second to sit after after the initial sip, you're like, oh,
it has the aftertaste of coffee.
An aftertaste of black coffee.
And that's it. It's black coffee.
That's really good. I'm not mad about that.
I like how they have the food pairing on the label. The pairs with chocolate cake. I am really wishing we had some chocolate
cake.
I'm
really intrigued by the food pairing thing. I've gone to a couple food pairing things, and there was one. The best one I ever went to was 99 Bottles, and they did one where they're like, I think it was a raspberry, like a lambic or something, and they're like, it pairs well with a certain cupcake, and I was like, oh, no, I take it back. I think I did that backwards. I think it was a peanut butter stout, and they said it pairs well with a raspberry cupcake, and I was like, bullshit. And I took a bite, and I drank it, and it tastes like peanut butter jelly, and I was like, this is fucking dope. I was like, food pairing is awesome if you know how to do it right.
Yes.
And I kind of want – that's one of the things I'm like, I don't know how to do that. I guess you just take food, take a beer, and kind of eat and sip, and you're like, nope, that's not it. Eat, sip, and you're like, that's it. That's money. That's some money right there. You have to kind of take weird chances with it, right?
You do. You know a brewery that does a really good job with that is Fishtail.
Mm.
Fishtail, if you go and eat their food, they have on their food menu, they say pairs well with, they give you a list of, you know, their beers. It's never the seasonal beers. It's never their kind of like one-off.
Yes, their standoff. Their standbys.
The standby beers, exactly. But it's pretty cool.
Nice.
It's pretty cool. I've experimented with it a couple times. I got to say it was accurate the times that I did do it. I think it was a porter with a Bangers and Mash or something, which seems weird, but
that actually kind of makes sense, though. Think about like Bangers and Mash are a very English style thing, and their beers are usually porters or stouts, like those heavy, served warm style beers that kind of works well. That makes sense. And you, like, if you're gonna make a stew, you'd throw a good porter in there, or a stout, I guess, or whatever Guinness is.
Mm-hmm.
Stout, whatever Guinness is. I don't know.
It's Guinness stout.
Yeah,
Guinness stout.
Watery stout. 2019. What are your goals for 2019? Either beer or just personal in general.
I don't know. Like, I've tried to keep it a little bit vague.
Mm.
Yeah. So I've done a really good job of getting off of social media.
Yeah.
Which was, I'm not going to say like an actual hardcore goal, but I did look at my timetables through the day and I was like, I spent a lot of my just like off time browsing through social media.
Yeah.
So I cut the habit with that. I got it off, not off my phone entirely, but off of my home pages.
You don't have an iPhone. Does your thing do the thing where it tells you how much time you spend on your phone and whatnot?
No.
There's a new... It came out with a recent update. There's a thing where it's called like screen time, where they will send you once a week, they'll send you a notification basically saying how much time you spent on average on your phone. That's pretty damning. That's when you see that come up and you're like, oh man. And you just kind of do the math in your head. You're like, I was spending 3 hours a day on my phone. And you take away the obvious toilet times where you're like, toilet time doesn't really count. I'm pooping.
What else?
It is what it is. But then you start thinking about the times that you're on your couch just poking on your phone, or if you're in the car with someone, instead of talking, you're on your phone, or if you're at the restaurant, you're like, okay, I probably should cut back a little bit. So I definitely understand that. So social media time just kind of cutting
down. Social media, I'm not even going to say it's a goal, but it's something that happened.
Just
and
general.
I looked at it and I was like, okay, well, I've created a void
in
that time. And so when I'm at home, at least, I'm replacing it with more video games.
Nice.
Because video games I find to be like a really uplifting thing for me personally. So I'm trying to play more video games in 2019, and getting off of the phone for like mindless social media browsing, I think it leads well to playing more games.
I was going to say, I have something similar happen where I the other day I ended up deleting Reddit off my phone, because there are some benefits of Reddit, because there's some subreddits that are actually really good. And even for the podcast, there's the beer porn and the beer subreddit that kind of give me some good information. But there's also a bunch of bullshit on porn, bullshit on Reddit. And you end up just browsing and just thumbing through stuff for hours and hours and hours. And like, I once I deleted that, I found my time just dropping already. And I was like, okay, so Reddit was a problem.
Yeah.
And you end up, if you're not careful, you can replace it with other stuff. But I try to limit like even my Instagram time to... Basically, first in the morning, I'll do my Instagram post. I try to do an Instagram post a day, basically. So I try to do that first thing in the morning. I do my untapped thing first thing in the morning. And then I'm like, all right, done with that kind of stuff. And I just try to leave that alone. But yeah, I found myself, I had Reddit on a specific spot on my phone. And I'll unlock my phone and I'll push there into something else. And I'm like, oh yeah, I don't have Reddit anymore. And that's a weird feeling, but it's good. I mean, I did the same thing with Facebook also as well. I was just like, I gotta get Facebook, because that was just mostly making me ragey. I was like, I hate Facebook so much. But yeah, so social media and replaced with video games. I like the idea. That's my idea, was along those same lines, was just doing something intentional instead of doing something mindless like Reddit.
Right.
Like, so for me, it's more like watching a TV show or a movie that I'm actually focusing on, instead of being like watching the TV, throwing the movie on and just being like, what happened there? What happened there? Instead, I'm like, focus on it. Because I love watching movies. But sometimes I'm like, oh, I don't really want to focus on a movie. And you just go like this. So,
yeah.
Or like even playing, like you said, playing video games to a certain extent. Like there's times where I'm like, what am I doing? I'm like, I'm doing nothing. I'm like, I'm going to go play video games. Or I'm like, I'm doing nothing. I'm going to climb. I'm going to go read and stuff along those lines. So yeah, that's cool. What else are you thinking in 2019? Oh, sorry.
Sneeze happening right there. 2019. Honestly, I haven't sat down and done it. I was randomly going through my email, and I get, like, a long time ago, I signed up for the Tim Ferriss, like, email
Tim Ferriss
list. Five Bullet Fridays, and I don't know what it was, but one of the things he just had an article that he wrote about, like, looking back at your year, week by week in the previous year. And then deciding whether each activity or highlighted activity was, you know, mostly positive or mostly negative.
Gotcha.
And then trying to calendar in the appropriate activities the following years. So that's the way I plan on doing it. I just haven't done it yet.
Fair enough.
Mm-hmm.
As I'll say, my list isn't done yet. I started it the other day. I know a part of it is my goal is to read a book a month and not only young adult books. My buddy from work, Pedro, ended up giving me the Aubrey Marcus book, and I started the first chapter of that, and that's a good. The guy, Aubrey Marcus from Onnit, he's the guy who started Onnit with Joe Rogan.
Oh, okay, okay.
And actually subsequently recently got in a car accident. But that's neither here nor there. It's basically a motivational book. Think of like same thing as Jocko or something like that. Something along those lines. With less military, but more just be motivation. Don't be a lazy asshole or whatever. So I'm going to read through that one. But then I also have any kind of computer tech books I need to start getting deeper into and start reading those more often. And just stuff like that. Just kind of reading, like read a fun, goofy book that's designed for a teenager and then read something serious that's a design to make you a better human being, and then go back and forth. So like 12 books a year. I have some kind of hiking goal. I don't know what that is yet. There's always a weight loss goal, but it's always so weird. Like I lift and I climb, and I just need to make sure I don't drink too much beer every week, and I should be okay. That's always a tough challenge. I like drinking beer. I mean, hell, when you leave today, I'm probably gonna drink some more beer tonight.
Same. I picked up a Polish beer that was
interesting.
Called, it was unpronounceable. It started with a W. I got it from Whole Foods, which actually I wanted to give a little shout out to Whole Foods.
Whole Foods has some good beer.
I was in University Place, and their beer buyer did a fantastic job. They actually had two different sections of Belching Beaver.
Nice.
They had three different sections of Modern Times, and it wasn't just Portland-based Modern Times. They actually had some Modern Times. Yeah.
Or whatever.
L.A. They had some L.A. brews, so... Little shout out to those guys, Beer Buyer, Whole Foods, in University Place. You're doing a great job.
Yeah, you're doing your job well, sir.
Yeah, you are.
Hats off if I had my hat on.
I don't remember where I was going with that.
Fair enough.
Yep, train of thought.
You're talking about just doing a Polish beer. I think we talked about that recently.
Okay, so the Polish beer, it was just called Polish beer. Like, it didn't give me like a, it wasn't a lager, it wasn't a nail, it was just like Polish beer. It's like, okay, I'm going to give it a try. I'm half Polish, so why not?
I was supposed to say the only beer I could even imagine might be Polish I've seen come across my Instagram is that Chimey, and I'm not even positive, like Chimmy or something like that.
Oh, wow.
I'm not even positive that's a Polish beer. I'm kind of guessing it's European of some sort. Mm-hmm. I just don't know what part of Europe. Yeah, I'm going to feel really dumb when I find out it's like Mexico or something like that. And I'm like, nah, I was wrong. Not Polish at all. Not even close.
Have you tried Black Boss Porter yet?
No.
Black Boss is definitely something you should try. It was my favorite beer for a long time. Nice. I don't think it is anymore. I don't even think it's top five, but it's a good beer.
A tough one.
Yeah. It's a good beer.
Yeah.
It comes straight from Poland. Black Boss Porter.
Black Boss. I'll keep an eye out for it. They'll probably have Pint Defiance.
Yeah, they definitely are.
2019. So reading, definitely hiking. I don't know what that means yet. I think I'm going to hit Rausnik, in case you're interested. I did that last year with Amanda. She didn't like it because it's a pretty long hike, and it's basically straight up zigzagging.
Mm-hmm.
But if I told Allison and Michael about it. So if we do it this year, I'm planning on going there hella early because there are so many people on that hill. So early in the season and early in the morning. Just get up there. I mean, I'm thinking leaving here at like 5, get there at 6, and just knock it out. Because it's not a terribly hard or long hike. It's a very popular hike that has a killer view at the end. So, but like even on top of that, just doing, I want to say once a month. I think once a month is almost not enough because I could easily knock out 2 or 3 hikes a month. But at the same time, it takes a lot of time and some planning. So I'm going to say once a month for the spring. So April, maybe March, if it's not too cold, into... You could push into almost October. The middle of October is where you're like, all right, this is too cold. This sucks now. Mm-hmm. It gets dark too early. It gets dark. It starts dark too late, or lights up too late. Let's see what else. I had some other stuff. I definitely need to go through some tech books and get some more tech knowledge, but that's neither here nor there. I need to pick up a pickup truck, but that's neither here nor there. Oh, a beer goal. I've kind of started whittling down my beer ideas. This last weekend we went to. The Red Hot. Mm-hmm. I keep calling it the Red Hot, and then I look for it, and it's called Red Hot. But they have a beer called from TRH, which is the Red Hot. I don't know what they're called. But Red Hot over on 6th Ave and Parkway Tavern. They have a ton of beers on taps. I think I'm going to try to go to those places more often. Just in general, go out to have beer more often because I really like the experience to be able to try something new without having to go necessarily. Because we tried Holy Mountain up at Zodiac Supper Club. Which meant I didn't have to drive to Seattle, and I had Dogfish Head on tap last night, and Red Hot had, I can't remember what I had there. You know, it's funny, I had Odd Otter. But I think I'm going to try to do more trips out to drink beer and less necessarily buying $50 worth of beer at Pint Defiance. But I still will buy some beer at Pint Defiance. I'll still buy some stuff at Tavern. But trying to do more experiences out, and probably, it's like I said, it's going to revolve a lot around local breweries and further breweries. I like Portland trip is like I've already trying to plan the trip to get down to Great Notion and hit Trapdoor.
Dude, I hit Great Notion a couple weeks ago.
Oh my god,
we bought a sweater and a hat.
Okay, that makes sense. That's where we got the sweater for good. Jasmine.
Yeah, for Jasmine.
Okay, I saw that like wherever that day you guys were over. I was like, where'd she get that shirt from?
Yeah, we went.
That makes sense. So that's on like though that stuff, and then going up north to like Bellingham is huge. There's a couple beers up there, and I have some friends up there I really want to visit who I haven't seen for Jason probably 2 years, maybe three at PAX. Merrily probably since our wedding, maybe she was our photographer. So yeah, I want to make that trip. I want to make the trip down south. That's mostly. I mean, like, I definitely want to participate in another beer trade. I had a lot of fun with it, but beer trades are tough. I'm realizing.
Yeah, tell me about that experience.
So that was really cool. I got lucky because basically a guy named Eric. I don't want to give his last name, even though he uses his last name as his tag on most places. So we'll call him Eric Rub. And once again, I think it's Rube, R-U-B. So we're going to call him Eric R. I talked about a lot on the last minute sip, so I'm not going to go too deep into it. But he found me. I found him. We did a trade. It's awesome. So I've gone through two of the beers. One of them I already had was the Tups, the DDH that we had after the Texas.
Yeah,
there was
the
final one of the mm-hmm. of the Texas Austin beer podcast we basically did afterwards, and that was an awesome beer. But then he gave me one called that's huge on Instagram called Ghost in the Machine by Parish Brewing.
Ooh.
Amazing! That thing poured like orange juice. It was so thick and it was so delicious. That was I think so far one that could be my favorite beer of 2018. At the end of the year, come in there, sweep through. And it was awesome. It was a great experience. I learned a lot from the first one. And I immediately, as soon as I was done, I was like, I jumped back on a Beer Advocate and tried to get another one going. But you have to be Beer Advocate is tough because you have to have a beer that people want to trade for. Eric is close to Ghost and Machine. I think it's in Louisiana, but he's able to get it for some reason. If you have something like Ghost and Machine or the barrel aged coconut stouts and stuff like that, like the Fremont one, those trade really well. So, or even Great Notion. Great Notion has some really good trades, mm-hmm. like some of their blueberry sours and stuff like that. Those are huge.
They have such a good selection of experimental sours.
Yes,
yeah. Great.
And they trade great. If like if you throw that on Beer Advocate, be like, I got a case of this. I'm trading them out throughout this point. You'll get hits. People will hit you up quickly. If what I'm trying to do, what my goal is for beer trading was to be like, I want four of my local beers for four of your local beers, but no one is interested in that on Beer Advocate. So it's very difficult to kind of do something because I'm more interested in just trying beers. There's obviously some bucket list beers I'm interested in, but I'm just interested in trying your beers. If you're on a site like Beer Advocate, you probably like beer, right?
Right.
I want to know what your favorite beer is from your local area. And like, then you're going to get stuff like Odd Otter and stuff like, probably not Odd Otter because they don't bottle, but stuff like Pacific or Top Rung or Three Magnets or Narrows or Matchless or Triceratops?
Triceratops.
Yep. Some stuff like that. You get great beers from places you would never visit or you never know. And may not, even if you end up in that city, you may not visit. It may not be on the top of the list because they're just a local, small, hole-in-the-wall beer. Or even Cloudburst. Cloudburst is a great example of that. Some of the best IPAs I've ever had, you would never know about that if you went to Seattle because there's a billion breweries. If you looked for breweries in Seattle, you'd see a billion places pop up and you'd be like, I guess I'll just try one of these Pike Brewing or Red Hook or Pyramid or Elysian. Elysian would be the first one to go to. And that's a damn shame. but yeah, so that's what my goal was. And it seems like that's more difficult, but that's why I've also kind of jumped back on to Untappd because I think I could get some trades going with Untappd and possibly with Instagram. So we'll see. I'm going to keep poking away at it, but I don't know. We'll see how it goes.
Mm-hmm.
So that mostly covers the beer for my goals for 2019, like my kind of plan. Like I said, I'm going to hit a lot more breweries and not necessarily spend as much at Pint Defiance. Although once again, I'll still spend a lot of money at Pint Defiance. That's a given, But my goal is to go out more and hit those places up, especially like event stuff. Like this weekend, this Saturday is Portapalooza at Wingman. So we're going to do that. And Wingman, I think they do porters and stouts really well. Their IPAs are hit or miss, but their porters and stouts are good. So I'm excited to do that. But like, it's like small event stuff like that. That's not necessarily a huge event, but something you could try some new things.
Yeah, not a beer fest necessarily.
Yeah. Let's see, what else do I have on my list? I guess that's mostly it, honestly. Anything else you have that you're thinking of that's kind of tickling your brain for 2019 or 2018?
Not particularly, no.
Oh, you know what another goal is? I need to start playing more board games again.
Yeah, we got out of the habit. We haven't scheduled a good board game night in a while.
Well, did you see that? Like, I got that Monsters of Madness over there. I was kind of reading through the rules. It looks like it's going to be really cool. I guess the second edition is the way to go because I think it takes over the, I don't know what they call it. It's more or less a GM position. It takes over that and puts it on an iPad. And so that it kind of does it automatically. So you could have three to four players play and something kind of controls it versus you having to control it and only two or three players are playing. So I'm interested in that. I'm trying not to buy as many board games and just try to dig through the ones we have. Like Scythe, I have the expansion. We haven't touched that one yet. I still haven't played Clank in Space. We played Clank a couple times, maybe once. Maybe only once. The dungeon crawl that you go down and if you make noise, it draws the dragon out.
Haven't played it.
I thought you were there. I think it was you, Ryan, and Seth, but I feel like maybe not. Maybe I'm wrong. But I have so many games like that. And like, I didn't even ask for games this year for Christmas or anything. I was like, there's so many games out there. So more board games this year for sure. More video games that aren't Overwatch, and then more Overwatch at the same time. No, probably less Overwatch. I play so much Overwatch. And then I rage quit and get all angry. But yeah. I think that covers everything. Do we have any news to announce? We have the new format, or semi-new, not really new, but different format for the podcast. That should be coming in a couple weeks.
Mm-hmm.
We'll probably do another, if anyone's around, I can do another Mesip next week. Outside of that, I think everything's kind of normal, par for the course. So yeah, I guess that's it. Thank you everyone for joining us for another Mesip. Hopefully you enjoyed it. Hopefully it was informative and fun and we had a lot of fun. We're starting 2019 strong with a mini sip on the first day of the year. Beat that 2018. I will see you all later. Isaac.
Thanks, everybody.
Thank you very much. Have a great day.